If you travel a lot for work or for vacation, you might be familiar with that feeling you get knowing you're leaving your space unused for long periods of time and you're still paying for that privilege. But hosting on Airbnb means you don't have to leave your home sitting empty when you're away. Being an Airbnb host isn't just a way to earn some extra cash. It's a chance to share your space and make a guest's vacation all the more memorable. You might be thinking, maybe my place isn't the right fit, but don't write it off just yet. Your potential Airbnb might be right in front of you. Whether it's a spare room or even your entire home, there's an opportunity waiting. Airbnb turns your home into a practical and even profitable venture. We just got back from a family trip to Hawaii where we stayed in a great Airbnb, but our place back home could have been a highlight to somebody else's travels, and we could have used the extra cash to help pay for the trip. So if you're curious about hosting on Airbnb, find out how much your space could be worth by visiting airbnb.com/host. Once again, that's airbnb.com/host. What's up? What's up? Nick Loper here. Welcome to the Side Hustle Show, because without struggle, there's no story. Special short bonus episode for you today. Bryn and I were visiting family in Washington earlier this month, and Mom dug out the video from our high school graduation, which was actually 20 years ago this month. That makes me feel super old, but the fun part is, as co-valedictorians, we both got to speak at that graduation. Through a little digital magic, I was able to grab the audio from my speech, and even though some things I would want to change today, it's a little bit embarrassing, I wanted to play it for you. It's graduation season again, which always makes me think of, you know, what type of advice would I give to my younger self or to today's graduates in a similar 3-minute TED Talk type of format. So here you go. This is from Safeco Field in Seattle, June 2001.
I bet there's quite a few people in this audience who don't even know who I am, but everyone knows why I'm up here. Yeah, that's right. I'm one of those nerds with a 4.0, one of the 3 top nerds in the school. It's funny because they gave me this microphone because of my grades, and maybe that's what people will remember me for, but the grades are way down on my list of what I'll remember from high school. Anyways, being a nerd is something I've struggled with my whole life. When I was 4, I asked for a math book for my birthday. In 3rd grade, I was cool because I could spell anti-disestablishmentarianism. And in middle school, the girls really weren't too impressed with my ability to recite pi to 15 decimal places. But as a freshman, I was determined to overcome this nerd disease. I would not be destined to a lifetime of pocket protectors and Star Trek reruns. So I figured, new school, a new start. So, first day of high school, I was cool. What's up? How you doing? But soon I found out I was not with it. Everyone had this strange brand of clothes that I'd never heard of. Abercrombie and Fitch. Anyways, I figured they must have sprung up overnight. It was at that point that I realized, to my dismay, that this new brand had been established in 1892, leaving me out of the loop for more than 100 years. So I was a quiet, shy little freshman, and now to make matters worse, I had to deal with homecoming. So who knew that the guy was supposed to ask the girl in some big, creative way? Well, not me, obviously. So it's a couple weeks before the dance, and I'm hearing all these elaborate plans about, you know, 10 dozen roses coming in on an airplane, and yeah, I booked my private concert with Tom Jones. You know, just ask the girl. It's not unusual to be loved by anyone. And I'm sitting there, contently thinking to myself, those guys must be really desperate. But lucky for me, I got a girlfriend, I don't have to worry about that stuff. It was at that point that the girlfriend called and broke the harmony of the day. She is, so when are you going to ask me to the homecoming dance? You want to go to the homecoming dance? Bad idea. As you can see, I was fighting a losing battle. Slowly, I came to accept my nerdliness. And I could tell you from firsthand experience, it's really not as bad as the stereotypes would have you believe. And for Bryn and I, for our 2-year anniversary, I thought I'd take her out for a romantic night on the town. So we went to the Science Center. And the sad part was, we had a good time. So somewhere during these past 4 years, I made a promise to myself. If I was going to be such a nerd, and, you know, as we discussed earlier, such a fate being inescapable, I might as well be a good one. And so now it looks like my 3 minutes of fame are just about up. What this speech is really supposed to be about is finding something you're good at and doing your best. I mean, whether you can jump over cars or do the Rubik's Cube in world record time, throw the javelin 200 feet or get into Stanford, or both. Abraham Lincoln told us, whatever you are, be a good one. And so maybe I'm good at being a nerd and taking tests, but together we're the class of 2001, and good is only a short stop on the way to greatness.
Was it the greatest speech in the world? Clearly not, but it was a fun milestone to mark the end of high school. And being able to stand up there with my best friend and my future bride, it really is still one of my prouder moments. And I should clarify, Bryn was not the girlfriend in question during that homecoming story. She didn't come along until the following year. Her speech, if you're curious, it was about the power of practice and the compound effect of continuous improvement, told through the lens of her golf game, which was a lesson I think is still very much pertinent today. So what would I change? If I had to do it all over, what would I change today? I like the idea of committing to do your best. Whatever you are, be a good one, right? That's still an idea that resonates with me today. If you're going to do something, like, why not do it as well as you can, whether it's school or sports or your side hustle? Are you going to put in just enough effort to get by, or are you going to go and learn and practice and study and improve and grow and get better? I think the latter option is way more fun. I think it's way more fulfilling to do it that way. And for the sake of disclosure, the whatever you are, be a good one quote, supposedly uttered by Abraham Lincoln, may have been misattributed according to quoteinvestigator.com, like a lot of Lincoln quotes. That site assigns it to William Thackeray instead. Now, the idea of good as a stepping stone to greatness is one that's actually been on my mind quite a bit, because there's this debate that many people stop at good because they don't want to take the leap or the risk to seek out something great. And I'm torn with this because on the one hand, I think it's helpful to have something to strive for, something to make progress toward. But on the other hand, you got to learn to be happy with what you got. Now, as far as advice for my 18-year-old self or anyone else graduating this year, life's an experiment. Don't be afraid to try something out that sounds interesting to you. What's the worst thing that happens? Keep your risks low and your upsides high and go take some swings. I know it's definitely tough as an 18-year-old, but think long-term, protect your personal profitability. Life is so much easier when you have some financial breathing room. So do your best to live below your means and then use that margin bit by bit to go buy back your time. What message would you have for the class of 2021? I'm curious. I would love to hear it. Let me know on Instagram or Twitter at @NLoper. Would love to hear from you. That is it from me. Thank you so much for tuning in. Until next time, let's go out there and make something happen. And I'll catch you in the next edition of The Side Hustle Show. Hustle on. As a Side Hustle Show listener, I know you're driven. Otherwise, you wouldn't be here. But I also know you can end up hustling and driving yourself into exhaustion, overwhelm, and even burnout if you don't stay anchored to why you're doing it. That's why I want to recommend another podcast that will massively support your side hustle. It's called What Drives You with host Kevin Miller. Kevin's a former pro athlete. He's a lifelong entrepreneur who started 19 different businesses. He's a father of 9 kids, an author, and a mountain adventurer as well. He knows both the glory and the dark side of drive and has devoted his life to helping people who want to drive further, faster, but also enjoy the ride every single day. He brings on today's most influential people in personal and business development to see what drives them and get their guidance on the key ingredients that power our own drive. If you want to fully harness your drive and find peace and fulfillment in the process, go find What Drives You with Kevin Miller wherever you listen to podcasts.